This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Sources telling ABC News that a plan to fold the U.S. Agency for International Development into the State Department is well underway, which contradicts Secretary Marco Rubio's letter to call the move a possibility. Point man on government efficiency, Elon Musk, essentially shut down the operation. Jeremy Kneindike is past leader at USAID.
An unelected private citizen with cover from the president can go in and just destroy an independent federal agency without any sort of congressional oversight, without any sort of restraint from the law. That is a really, really dangerous playbook.
The Senate confirmed Chris Wright's nomination for Energy Secretary. The fossil fuel executive has been one of that industry's loudest voices against fighting climate change. After extracting concessions from Canada and Mexico, President Trump paused 25% tariffs on their exports for at least a month. This is ABC News. Lawyers for nonprofit groups say they're still having trouble getting already promised federal grants and loans. A federal judge in Washington indicates she'll likely keep a temporary block on the administration plan to freeze federal funding in place. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
If this freeze happens, many of those organizations will not just feel that stop, not just have to stop providing key services, but may have to close their doors. This has caused too much uncertainty and fear, and it was not what Donald Trump promised people in this country.
Major League Baseball fired umpire Pat Hoberg. MLB said Hoberg shared his legal sports gambling accounts with a friend who bet on baseball and intentionally deleted electronic messages when MLB started investigating. No evidence Hoberg personally bet on games. A sports book tipped off the league. Hoberg did not umpire last season. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money. It reduces impulse purchases, helps you not waste food, winds and it may be the very best thing you can do cool to
Tuesday
cut back on your weekly spending.
Tuesday night,
it also helps cut back the number of
cool,
arguments we have in my house about what's
Wednesday
for dinner.
32 with
a writer of a recent
Reader's
Digest article
mix,
said that she
Thursday
saved herself $500
and light snow
a month
early in the morning
planning.
With minor accumulations.
I mean,
Friday, partly
but
cloudy
those
and cooler.
Are some real savings.
Light snow likely again late Friday night, a high of 25.
I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. In my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation.
Here comes that sun.
For more everyday money tips,
on this
check out workmoney.org.
We've had one
till next time, this is Carrie Joy.
Our time is running out.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I swear, I think this thing we got could go.
Kill the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Cummings with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Memphis Grizzlies, 132-119. Memphis out-rebounded the Bucks, 61-36. That's just half the score. The Bucks let the game slip away in the fourth quarter. Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I mean, you get down the stretch of games. Make sure we get a shot on every possession.
They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell
Memphis
them all
has now beaten Milwaukee the last seven times in a row, dating back to January of 2022. And now the Bucks play the Thunder tonight in Oklahoma City. Immense speed skating at the Pennant Ice Center in Milwaukee. Eric Stoll with a second-place silver medal in the 500-meter. That's the streak of 23 wins in the competition. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs, Philadelphia Eagles arrived in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. That's coming up this Sunday night, kickoff at 5:30. Sports, I'm Mike Clement.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Grammys are in the books. The big news of the night was that Beyonce, no last name, won Album of the Year for her country-themed album, Outworld Carter. Beyonce drew 11 nominations, which gave her 99 all-time, and also made her the most nominated Grammy artist ever. Mrs. No Last Name also won Best Country Music Album of the Year. Kendrick Lamar won Song and Record of the Year for Not Like Us. Chappell Roan won Best New Artist. Dorina Carpenter won Best Pop Vocal of the Year for Short and Sweet. Best Rap Album went to Doechii for Alligator Bites Never Heal. Other big talking points from the 67th Grammys, a moving tribute to L.A. firefighters who presented the last award of the night. Taylor Swift did not win one single award. You have to wonder if Travis Kelce will still take her in the big way. She'll be done. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlife with me, Gene Schwab, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Pacific Media Radio Network.
Enjoy this local program. Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies for the overnight as lows drop to the upper single digits. Wind chills around 0 to 5 below, thanks to a gusty northwest wind. Plenty of clouds Tuesday, highs in the upper teens to lower 20s. A wintry mix Wednesday. It's 27 at our studios.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dog. Will Wisconsin be spared from the dumbest trade war ever? Plus, what is a special government employee? How do I get one? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center. WRCE.
Not a word. This is brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Advertisers are staying away, a lot of the big advertisers. In fact, Musk is now suing a bunch of them, trying to get them to come back. But if Musk could turn X, keep in mind, Musk was one of the guys who started PayPal back in the day. That's how he made his first big money. If Musk could turn X into a payment app and just take, you know, a little fraction of a percent of every single transaction that goes through it, he could turn X into a the blue, never ending sky. And it sure looks like that's exactly what he's doing. Fortune magazine. Yesterday, Friday, Visa, the credit card company, is partnering with X to launch X Money. Elon Musk's arrival to Venmo. The company showed details on its new X Money platform, launched in collaboration with Elon Musk's X as a rival to Venmo. It's going to allow the 600 million or so active monthly users of X to fund their X Money accounts. It's going to be created on the platform and can now get paid much faster. So and this way he doesn't have to go through the whole process of saying, yes, I'm a bank, and let me submit to regulation and all these benefits. Speaking of regulation, Drudge Report is reporting that 1,000 employees of the Environmental Protection Agency have been told that they might lose their job. 10,000 people have been blocked out of the U.S. Agency for International Development. And Vladimir Putin just came out and just effusively praised Donald Trump, using the same, daddy's home rhetoric. He said, I assure you, Trump, with his character, with his persistence, he will restore America quite quickly. And he said, here he's talking about Europe. He's saying that Trump, with his tariffs on China and Canada and Mexico, now Trump came out and said, Europe is next. Right? And Putin is like, all of them, you'll see it will happen quickly soon. They will all stand at the feet of the masters and wag their tails in the wind. Everything will fall into place. This is no real intentions, of course. Maria knows everybody associated with all this in any way, or to evaluate it in any way. This is Dmitry Peskov. But those countries that are participating in the process sort of
Chances are you're sitting here in this bar because he ain't going to treat you right.
And so the South African president says that he's going to start appropriating some of his land and giving it to black people. Now, this is, you know, we saw this happen in
Hadn't felt the fire, had a little fun, hadn't had a smile in a little while.
Trump is very upset about this. And I'm guessing Elon Musk's family. But anyhow, this
looks
is
good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes.
South Africa is confiscating land and treating certain classes of people very bad. It's a very bad situation that the radical left media doesn't want to so much as mention. A massive human rights violation at a minimum is happening for all to see. The United States won't stand for it. Also, I will be cutting off all future funding to South Africa until a full investigation of the situation is complete.
Be another just pick you up kind of guy trying to drink you up, trying to take you home. But I don't understand how another man can take your son and turn it ice cold.
Are you a Republican in trouble?
Well, I've had enough to drink, and it's making me think that I'm just mine.
A solution for you.
If I were a painter, I wouldn't change it.
I'd just paint you bright. He raided his house a while back and took his electronic devices, his phones, and computers. And which had me quite upset. So,
looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes.
Later it was found that Elvis was a large drinker and felonies by filing
Sure, color.
And this is Congressman. is the weaponization of the DOJ. Since Ogle's investigation seemingly dropped, no investigations into the press secretary, despite obvious campaign finance violations, Trump accomplices in classified docs case dismissed, January 6th, and Trump prosecutors and FBI agents fired, this is the weaponization of the DOJ. This is the most openly corrupt presidential administration in American history. And it also tells you, if you're a Republican and the FBI is sniffing around, all you have to do is suck up to Trump and it'll go away. That's how it works in corrupt third world
democracies.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alma Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand and hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Visit with our staff. Hear about
you are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website,
civicmedia.us.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life hit a 180. He really a definition of life. Why he loves body.
Through all of Fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
From 8 a.m. until
Up North
noon,
News Radio with Pat Crockett. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't miss out. Come hungry.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime.
Find all of it at civicmedia.us
or email peyton.miley@rvschools.org. See you there.
Mark
your calendars. The Pine River Sports Association Spring Gun Show is coming up on February 7th and 8th at the Richland Center Community Center. Join us Friday from 3 to 8 and Saturday 8 to 3.
It's easy for this highly anticipated event
featuring up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Enjoy concessions provided by the local Boy Scout troop while you browse. Admission is just $5. Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association can't wait to see you February 7th and 8th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show. Don't miss it.
It's published over at HartmanReport.com where you can read it and share with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, right you're supporting their critical staying. Work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. All you get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a right community here of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit FFRF.us/heart today. Or text my last name,
classes, they're just talking about prison reform, and then Q&A after the fight, and he's gone. talked last week. He read a book, I can't remember who the author was, about the prison system. And so much of what you went on last week really touched us.
Leaving me home with a handful of bills. I can't live without you when you know it's true. But there's no living with you, so what'll I do? I'm going honky-tonk and get as tight as I can. Maybe by then you'll appreciate a good man. Tell me why, baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby.
Every
little dog is gonna have his day. You better pay attention, don't you dare forget, cause you're certainly not just a little puppy. I caught you honky talking with my best friend. What I should have done was quit you way back then. Now I'm too old to leave you, but I still get sore when you come home a feeling for the knob on the door. Tell me why, baby, why, baby.
Thank you. WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Sources telling ABC News that a plan to fold the U.S. Agency for International Development into the State Department is well underway, which contradicts Secretary Marco Rubio's letter that called the move a possibility. Point man on government efficiency, Elon Musk, essentially shut down the operation. Jeremy Kneindike is past leader at USAID.
An unelected private citizen with cover from the president can go in and just destroy an independent federal agency without any sort of congressional oversight, without any sort of restraints from the law. That is a really, really dangerous playbook.
The Senate confirmed Chris Wright's nomination for Energy Secretary. The fossil fuel executive has been one of that industry's loudest voices against fighting climate change. After extracting concessions from Canada and Mexico, President Trump paused 25% tariffs on their exports for at least a month. This is ABC News.
With stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jimmy Carter may officially never have held the title of artist unless you count making The Way You Live Your Life absolute artistry. The former president, who passed away in December, was honored with his fourth Grammy for his audiobook, The Last Sunday in Plains, a centennial celebration. Fourth Grammy, and he wasn't even in the biz. He didn't start doing that. Ye, formerly known as Kanye, and his wife, Bianca Censori, who might be AI personified, were unaware there was a dress code at the Grammys. Ye and his best girl were trying to sneak in under the radar and not attract any attention, and didn't until Bianca dropped her coat, revealing she was wearing nothing, or a sheer mini dress that hid nothing. Apparently all her pantsuits were in the wash. A quick Google search will reveal that she shouldn't have even bothered wearing said sheer mini dress, which is the same thing I wore for the Grammys, but I was watching from my own home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Turnovers kill the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Memphis Grizzlies, 132-119. Memphis out-rebounded Milwaukee, 61-36. That's just half the story. The Bucks let the game slip away in the fourth quarter. Damian Lillard.
Yeah, man, you get down a stretch of games. Close games, you got to take care of ball. I mean, most important, make sure that we get a shot on every possession.
Memphis has now beaten Milwaukee the last seven times in a row, dating back to January of 2022. And now the Bucks play the Thunder tonight in Oklahoma City in men's speed skating at the Pettit Ice Center in Milwaukee. Eric Stoll with a second-place silver medal in the 500-meter. That's Stafford Street's 22-win in NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs. Philadelphia Eagles arrived in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. That's coming up this Sunday night. Kickoff at 5:30. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies for the overnight as lows drop to the upper single digits. Wind chills around 0 to 5 below thanks to a gusty northwest wind. Plenty of clouds Tuesday. Highs in the upper teens to lower 20s. A wintry mix Wednesday. Right now it's 28. And here comes
Brad in the backstretch. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations are people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know the president's party can't.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 3 o'clock, I'm joined by Supreme Court candidate and current Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. We discuss Brad Schimmel getting on his knees.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Don't start clinging to me, girl, because I can't breathe.
I mean, there's clear violations of federal, at least in my opinion, of federal, you know, privacy laws and secure information laws. I'm not sure what you call those.
Girl, you're a
hot-blooded woman. You've got to have security clearances to access certain things. And shutting down USAID,
and it's warm where you're touching me.
I don't see any legal basis for either of those. They were created
by
Congress.
Tell by
but,
your trembling
the problem
smile.
Is, who's going to enforce the law? I mean, I just don't see.
You're seeing way too much in me.
You may be right, Dave. I mean, maybe there's something there. But, you know, it might have something to do with.
Girl, don't let your life get tangled up with mine.
My guess is that.
Because I'll just leave you. I can't take no flinging vine.
Records being made available to them from, you know, even from blue states and all this kind of stuff. They should try it. They should definitely go for it. I mean, you know, there is a state attorney general, a Democratic state attorney general's organization, the Republican one is really well funded by right-wing billionaires. The Democratic one is, you know, runs on a shoestring, basically. That's an interesting idea. Dave, I got to move along. Thanks for the call. Adele in Villa Park, Illinois. Hey, Adele, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for making my call. Tom, I took your directive this morning at the top of your show. I called my congressman, Sean Caston, and I asked the following question. What is Congressman Caston doing regarding the demise of our democracy? And the answer I got was, he's in Washington for 2 weeks. Okay, that's it. So I demanded
at the moment, what I'm seeing is
3 years.
Sure.
And so I checked again, and it still came out.
at the Baptist Church in a ball field. Then they rebuild. Talk about Delta United. She was 4 years old when they got the news. It was in her little lungs, it was stage two. Mom was spent every night by her bed, and Daddy shaved his head.
How cool is that?
Talk about
talking to us. It's like talking to every single airline
there. There were plenty of times she could have gave up, but she did.
And find the best prices to fly wherever
she
fall
like hell, so she rang that bell and then fell.
754-4531. Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Is that a timer? Like,
that's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at backseatradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the same mom working two jobs a day, and a car barely getting by needing rain. It's a grandma waiting tables working through the pain. It's a cop on a call running in gun drawn because the shooter's in a school.
That's
in
the country. But in 50% of U.S. states, you can legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and Matt Hunter.
Matt and Air on Air.
Dan Schaefer's the media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alma Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, crikey.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store and listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Is coming up on February 7th and 8th at the Richland Center Community Center. Join us Friday from 3 to 8 and Saturday 8 to 3 for this highly anticipated event featuring up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Enjoy concessions provided by the local Boy Scout troop while you browse. Admission is just $5. Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association can't wait to see you February 7th and 8th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show. Don't miss it.
You're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know it's own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining product. You can focus on other parts of the business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one order, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates from all your providers. With ShipStation, you never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business in the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Discounts up to 88% on UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates.
Up to 90% on FedEx rates.
Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial at ShipStation.com. Code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Cause it burns and it slows. Forget they call me crying. They seize the mic and kill my soul. And dim the light. And the night is light. Dagger. Hangs by a thread. Long and cold and sharp. As I sit here alone.
Blowing smoke rings. Chicago 8 days. This was good to see you too.
Hey, Tom. I made that. This thing together? I'm finding different things on Reddit and stuff, and it looks like the page that is basically Protest Project 2025.
Yeah.
But once I shared it on Facebook, and it kind of got me digging into, you know, everything, because I've been kind of feeling powerless and not knowing how to speak up, because my rights are definitely being taken away from trans women. And, like, my friend shared it.
I used to kiss Maxine from the front door. Standing on her mama's stairs, and if her daddy hadn't come along and run me off, I know I'd have never left. It's a crying shame, but that's the way it was. Something always there to separate us. Start. All
Because our love just grows a little more with every day.
Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom from Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining the FFRF, you're supporting the critical work, legal battles to keep coming to out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining that movement. You'll get access to free thought today, and you treat me so kind when those hard times come down the doors. And our secular constitution prevails. Your Christian nationalism dominates our laws and values. Visit FFRF.us / Hartman today.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Greg Bach is back. We're also going to talk to Abigail Sweats from Fair, Wisconsin, and concerns about the LGBTQ plus community. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Sources tell ABC News that a plan to fold the U.S. Agency for International Development into the State Department is well underway, which contradicts Secretary Marco Rubio's letter that called the move a possibility. Point man on government efficiency, Elon Musk essentially shut down the operation. Jeremy Kleindike is past leader at USAID.
An unelected private citizen with cover from the president can go in and just destroy an independent federal agency without any sort of congressional oversight, without any sort of restraints from the law. That is a really, really dangerous playbook.
The Senate confirmed Chris Wright's nomination for energy secretary. The fossil fuel exec has been one of that industry's loudest voices against fighting climate change. After extracting concessions from Canada and Mexico, President Trump paused 25% tariffs on their exports for at least a month. This is ABC News. For the first time in nearly a month, because of the fires, the Pacific Coast Highway in Los